After months of rehearsing, the UNC Harp Ensemble sat facing their instructor Laura Byrne last Sunday, ready to begin their fall concert. Once applause from the crowd of 50 or so people had tapered off, Byrne counted the harpist into the first of six pieces in their set. You probably wouldn't be surprised to hear that they played classical pieces, similar to what you might hear at a wedding, including Sicilienne by Johann Sebastian Bach. They also played pieces that you might not know exist. Byrne says contemporary music is constantly being written for multiple harps, and she likes to share it with her students. Right River Roomba, a 2016 number by American composer Laura Zaire, featured two players drumming on the soundboards of their instruments in a call-and-response pattern across the arc. All of the ensemble's members have been practicing their craft for years, and they all remember the moment that they fell in love with the instrument. For sophomore Naomi Sutherland, it was a harp performance that she attended back in the second grade.
I'm like to consider myself a strong individual, and so when I saw these women playing the harp, I was taken by it. They were all so tiny, like myself, but getting just this magnificent sound. It has an aura behind the sound in the instrument that it's not like any other instrument.
Sutherland was born into a musical family with two professional cellists for parents, but no one played the harp. Her family invested in her first harp soon after that concert. Since then, she's excelled. She's lugged her instrument from her hometown in Wisconsin to one of the nation's most prestigious music boarding schools, Interlochen Center for the Arts in Michigan. Now, she's brought it to Carolina on a full-ride Keenan Music Scholarship. Her fingers are a blur as she practices her current repertoire.
I'm just going to play a short little cadenza from Capriccio Espagnol by Rimsky-Korsakov.
But not every harpist in the ensemble shares Sutherland's musical background. Senior Emily Parker will be graduating UNC in December after playing in the ensemble for all of college. Last Sunday was her final concert. As a freshman, she said she needed the help of her fellow harpists to keep up.
When I started out, I was definitely the least confident player in the group. And there were grad students and a Keenan scholar who just picked me up and dusted me off as a freshman and just really put me on the right track to become a much stronger musician.
The harp is often a solo or accompanying instrument. When an ensemble is formed, though, everyone must know their parts to create a cohesive sound. In her time leading this program, Byrne, herself a renowned professional harpist, said that sound has never been hard to find. She owes it to the camaraderie of her groups.
Even if they're very different personalities and studying very different things, and some work, some don't, some, you know, have other things going on in their lives, but the harp is very special to each of them in their own specific ways. But coming together as a group, there's a lot of pride that they have together, and I am extremely proud of them.
And when the music clicks, Parker says the experience can be, as she put it, kind of magical. In Chapel Hill, I'm Jared Weber.